morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55, 58 minutes today, God willing. And by the way, I got really two athletic people, and you know me and athletes. That's right. I walk by the gym and come home and take a nap. But they're from the Berkshire Community Rowing. It's really a cool club. I knew the long time, Long Lou was the long time leader of the club. Great guy. And so many people who start off and then go out on their own. I've got a guy and a girl actually on the street here. She got one of the big long boats on her boat, on her car, always walking around. But I'm not going to take up their time. I'm going to let them tell you who they are and what they do. Linda, we'll start with you because chivalry's not dead. It's just old, fat, and bald.
Me. I like the fact that you're winded when you go by the gym because we're probably in there working out because we can't get on the lake.
Well, that's a good place for you.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. My name is Linda Dooley, and I am an active member of Berkshire Community Rowing, a former board member. I've been a rower for about 15 years, so did not row in college, came a little bit later in life, and will do this for the rest of my life. Oh, and you'll see me on June 2nd when you come to learn to row down on beautiful Anoda Lake.
Connor.
Yeah, my name is Connell McGrath. I'm the current board secretary and trustee. I learned to row at a Learn to Row for Berkshire Rowing about 8 or 9 years ago, I think. And it was one of those days, 14-mile-an-hour winds. It was raining. And I just loved it. I couldn't wait to come back and hoped for a day without so much wind. But and it's like that for some of us, you know, some of us are like that.
The good news about Sunday, almost 80 degrees and sunshine. So Connell's Learn to Row experience will not be what you get on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he's a better man for it. That's what they used to toss in the Army. So you slept in the mud all night. You're a better man for it. Yeah. But I've done my research, which I always try to do. I never want to do a cold interview. I don't fear. It's not fair to my listeners and viewers, and it's not fair to the people. You guys do a lot of stuff. I mean, you really, the programs you have, the various things, even in the winter, you have a winter program. That must be hard rowing on the ice, but I'll take your word for it.
24/7 rowing. No, 12-month rowing. Yeah, yep. Connell, why don't you talk a little bit about, I mean, we definitely are excited about talking about June 2nd, but
let's
talk about what we do when we're not on the water in the winter, because we do that program.
Well, actually, Bill, Linda and I created that program about 6 or 7 years ago, and you know, we basically meet at a gym. Right now, we are very much connected with the YMCA in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. And we meet at a gym. We have a coach. That coach tells us the workout for the day. And we are on rowing machines, which we call ergs or ergometers. And we just stay in shape and learn something about technique and have some camaraderie. It's a good program. Yeah.
And we also want to bring this program to young people because the legacy of the sport is getting youth involved. And Connell, just talk a little bit about Morningside, because we've committed to really bringing youth into the sport by bringing our machinery to the youth.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I want to just back up a hair and talk a little bit more about Lou Kyler. Lou Kyler was our founder, and he was a really wonderful man. And he was 29 years ago. He wanted to make rowing accessible to anyone in the community.
Yes.
As you probably know, rowing or crew is typically seen as an elite sport, as a, you know, Ivy League sport, unless you saw the or read the book Boys in the Boat, in which case you saw some down and out kids learning to row and winning the Olympic gold in 1936. But Lou, that was his vision. His vision was to make rowing accessible. And what we're trying to do today is to expand that vision to anyone, particularly kids in the Pittsfield Public Schools or any public school in Berkshire County, and have them try it out and not see it as something that's not for them. We Right. want them to see it as something that is for them, that and we are welcoming to that community. So we started a program at Morningside Community School about a year ago, almost exactly a year ago. And mostly it's an after-school program or a summer program mm-hmm. where they're working in the gym. But we are going to have three events. We're calling them Morningside at the Lake. Three of them this summer, where we're bringing them down to the lake and showing them how to do it on the water, and hoping that they will, you know, catch the bug the way I caught the bug, and just love it and join us, you know, going forward. Hope maybe even for the rest of their lives. Who knows?
We hope so.
Yeah, I applaud you guys for doing that for a lot of reasons. Let me know when you're going to have those dates, and That's I'll right. announce them. With my announcements, if you want,
and we
or
also,
anything you're doing,
yeah,
thank you.
We love that, and we also take our youth and teens, and we put them in boats, and we have coached rowing for them. We
wow.
have yes, so well, we have wonderful volunteers who also serve as coaches. We also have a full-time coach who is with us this summer. She's been with us actually since last year, so over a year almost. Mm-hmm. And we take youth that are, whether they're athletes or not, and Bill, we change a lot of lives through their experiences and their self-discovery through rowing.
I as I went over your you know, what's on Facebook or internet, whatever you call it, I missed that curve, believe me. I didn't know you had a camera in your cell phone until about 3 years ago. But you, what you're doing, and I tell you, well, you call it the masters. That's adults. This got me. These are people who are totally dedicated to rowing for the listening and viewing audience. It's the early birds, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 7. Yeah. I thought I was back in the Army when I read that. But you both know how you got involved in it. Other people, I've got some questions if you don't mind. We'll get to it. Let's tell them about the upcoming event. The theory and radio is tell them what you're going to tell them, and tell them what you told them. So you tell them, this being a morning show, there's people in and out, so they're only catching mm-hmm. part of it. So please tell us about the big event coming up first.
Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, and again, remember, it's going to be sunny, and it's almost going to be 80. So we are so grateful, because Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate this gloriously.
Really?
So we have a Learn to Row event that's coming up, and you do not have to have any rowing experience. Most people who come and show up have never even thought about rowing. We will have members of our community, our rowing community, volunteer to greet you, to have you learn a little bit of the rowing basics, the rowing rhythm using, we mentioned the ERG machines. We'll do that on the land, and we'll show you some techniques. And then eventually we are going to get you in a boat taking a couple of strokes on the lake. So you get the feel of what it's like to be in a crew boat, where that's a multi-person boat, or a single. And also the experience of having to work with oars, which is a little bit different than working on the ERG, although the ERG does really
Right.
help you train for rowing. So it's like a one-stop shopping experience. We hope that you will get a little bit hooked, actually a lot hooked, like Connell did. And after June 2nd, we will be offering a series of lessons, so that bug that you catch on June 2nd, you can really start flourishing in with lessons with our coach.
What time June 2nd?
Connell, let me go through two sessions.
Sure. We have two sessions. One is at 8 o'clock in the morning and one's at 10 a.m. We have 20 spots in each, and they do fill up.
Yeah.
So we want people to sign up in advance. they can go to berkshirecommunityrowing.org to find the link to sign up. And you can sign up on the, for the 10 or the 8. And, you know, I just want to reiterate what Linda just said. This is for people who have never done it before. Mm-hmm. They've never done it. They want to give it a try. They've seen it in movies. They've seen it maybe on the lake or maybe on the Charles River down in Boston. And it looks beautiful. And it is beautiful. It's a beautiful, graceful sport. That allows you access to the water in a way that that you just can't get any other way. I mean, you can get it, for instance, with something like kayaking or yeah. canoeing, which are beautiful sports also. This is different. It's a whole body workout, but it's also quite there's something about it, at least I find, there's yeah. something about it that's beyond just exercise, way beyond just exercise. And it's a lifetime sport. I mean, the first time you do it, it's pretty overwhelming because there's a lot of moving parts. Yeah. And, you know, if you really get hooked on it, you spend your life learning how to do it, practicing it, feeling the beauty of it, getting exercise, getting outside.
I used to water ski.
Oh yeah,
yeah, many years ago. Trust me. The guy was in a boat rolling. When I started water skiing, the guy was in a boat rowing to pull me. It was before motors, but there was something about just being on the water, being in the fresh air, I certainly haven't experienced rowing, but I can tell you I have experienced what I think you're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's a healthy sport, for one thing.
Yeah, and we're really quite fortunate in the Berkshires. We row on a lake. We're not rowing on the Hudson River, which is a very different experience.
Right.
We row on an absolutely majestic lake that has very, very active eagles. Hopefully, they'll grace us on June 2nd. We also share the lake with Williams College. And so folks may have seen Williams just built a brand new boathouse, and you'll see their crews out practicing in the morning. We're out early for two reasons. One, there's no better time in the morning to really pull yourself together, feel yourself, just feel this overall to what Connell was saying. This amazing wellness. So well-being, I know, is something that's on everyone's bucket list. I need to step that up. But also the lake is less active, you know, during the course of the day, a lot more recreational or fishing boats are coming out. So we like to be out when the lake is pretty much activity free, not completely, but right. less busy. And also the winds can often kick up later in the day. And again, it doesn't look like it's going to be a windy morning on June 2nd. So we should have ideal conditions.
And let me just reemphasize what the folks have said. This is for people who have never rowed. I mean,
or maybe they rowed in college, Bill, and that was 30 years ago. And, they've thought about it because the Olympics are going to make them think about it. That's a yeah. great thing about the Olympics coming up. You'll see a lot of rowing.
Yeah. Well, and again, we're pre-register, we'll give you all the, don't go crazy now. I know you're driving or whatever, putting a kid on the bus. We're going to give you all the information several times to the point you're going to think, I think something's wrong with Bill. That's already been validated, so don't worry about it.
I want to add, the website is berkshirecommunityrowing.org, but, you know, when I started 8 or 9 years ago, I just put in, I had been rowing at the Y on one of their dusty old ergs that nobody used.
Yeah.
And I said, somebody's got to be doing this on the water somewhere nearby. Yeah. I Googled Berkshire Rowing and it popped right up. We found it right away. You know, so it's easy to find. Google Berkshire Rowing or berkshirecommunityrowing.org if you want to go directly to the website. And you will find us. And right on our homepage, you're going to see, you know, sign up for free Learn to Row Day, June 2nd, et cetera.
Let me just say this, too. That's very community minded. And I thank you guys really for doing that. Your club. people could make that, and Colonel, you brought it out, could make that link of, well, that's not for me, that's for like Harvard or something, or
right.
Williams. Right. No, these are, and please take this like I mean it, they're just ordinary folks. And they fell in love with the sport. I mean, I'm so glad you're bringing kids. My just 30 seconds. I was with criminal justice, and I worked with violent youthful offenders who were raised only understanding, most of them, some of them, in environments that weren't conducive to good living. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
What you're trying to do is open the door. And what I try to do when I work with people is, especially people who've been in trouble with the law or whatever, there's another way, dude. There's another way. And what I so applaud, when Sean asked me if I could get this on today, I moved somebody else to get you guys on. But because I think it's worthwhile to do it.
Wow.
And I applaud you for doing it. I really do. And for listeners, they do kiddo. Now, what's the age for kids? That's that's what I'll be asked. What's the age group for kids?
Well, you probably know Morningside Community School is a middle school.
Right.
And we do have quite young participants. We have kids as young as 10.
Wow.
Earlier than that, younger than that, it gets a little challenging. And even at 10 years old, it's hard to get kids that young in a boat. Because the boats are kind of, it's like, have you ever seen a 6-year-old like try to play a full size guitar?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that, right? It's, the boats are set up for people who are, you know, 5 feet tall or 5 feet to 7 feet tall.
Well, if you want a real funny story, watch me getting in the boat.
Watch any of us getting in a boat, Bill. Watch any of us. That's not the graceful part.
Yeah.
And we go up to high school seniors.
Yep.
Oh, cool. So, oh, great. Yeah,
preteen to, you know, 18-year-olds. And, you know, the biggest joy, I think, for us is to see one of our youth grow into our program and go to college on a rowing scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about the ideal? There's your ideal.
Yep. That has to be rewarding.
We want to change lives like that, you know, and rowing can be a vehicle for that. It's gonna work for some kids. You know, they're gonna get involved, they're gonna love it, and then they're gonna see possibilities that they perhaps didn't see before. Yeah. And we wanna facilitate that. We want that to happen for those kids.
Somebody said this a long time ago, off, the only tool you have is a hammer, or everything is a nail.
Mm, yeah.
And you guys have opened up the toolbox, in my opinion.
Thank you.
To show.
Yeah.
They're going to be doing this, and they're going to tell you the dates, the times, and the addresses, because I don't do that. You know why? Because I'm losing it.
Right. I'm gonna make another plug here. So we've been talking a lot about kids.
Yes.
And now I want to talk about old people.
That's a relative term. That's a very relative term.
I started rowing in my mid-50s, which is not old, certainly by today's standards, right? We have club members up into their 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Still doing it. Still doing it. Because it is a low impact, slow, repetitive sport, right? In fact, it's a no impact sport. At times I've had knee trouble and I've limped down to the boat. Once I get in the boat, I'm fine. Getting there is the challenge. So it is a sport. It's a great sport.
Yeah.
For older people 50, 60, 70 years old, and there is no time that is too late for them to learn. And we do have a couple of members who've taken it on in their 70s, and they're avid rowers, and they love it, and they're getting great. So there's that. So date, again, is Sunday, June 2nd. There are two sessions, one at 8 a.m. and one at 10 a.m., you can sign up by either Googling Berkshire Rowing or going straight to the website, which is berkshirecommunityrowing.org, and you'll find a link there for free Learn to Row Day, Sunday, June 2nd.
And Another thing our club offers, Bill, is so you come and you love the experience and you want more. And we hope you do. We hope you become a member of our community.
Yeah.
You can come and row a single. That's one person in a boat. So our club has boats.
Right.
Not that you have to have your own boat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it is expensive to purchase boats, which is why we
Sure.
do fundraising and boats break because there's things floating in the lake sometimes and you hit them. But so you can have a single or you can have a what we have a crew boat. So we will have boats that have four people in them. I personally enjoy rowing with others. I like building camaraderie and teamwork. And so whether it's rowing with one other person or three other persons, we have boats that accommodate that experience. Or again, you can come out and row on your own. And we have morning hours with a boathouse manager who will help you get equipment out, get on the water. We emphasize safety. So, life preservers, we make
Oh,
sure
yeah.
that when we have coached rows, our coach is in a launch that goes out. That's a boat, a floating boat that goes out with us. So the experience is as Connell said, I mean, it is low impact. However, if you want to compete, there's a group of us, they're recreational rowers, and then there's a group that like to go to regattas and compete. I happen to be one. And so you can make it a very aggressive sport. It's up to you. And that's the great thing about rowing. You can manage your experience of intensity.
And you can do it at your own pace too. I mean, that's the thing that for people that are out there, you just and I think Connor said it, you just want to get on the water, you want to be in the sun, you want to get some exercise. You're not a triathlete, you just want to get out there. And to me, that this is an organization you should look into. That said, for those people out there who it is a 501c3, I believe that's what I read. I read that.
Yes. Yes. We do
Yeah.
fundraising events for a year. Yes. Yep. We actually used to have a float. We won one of
Which
the
one is
last
it?
year.
Which
We
one of
were in the
yours in
fourth.
this picture here?
What's that? July 4th parade?
Don't
Oh,
know.
no. That's a group of kids from a regatta. That's a
Ah.
picture from a regatta, right? Group of kids who just raced at some,
Well, I knew they
one of
were
the
kids. That's why I wanted to know which one of you were in it.
Right.
Although we do go to regattas, we have one coming up in June 15th, and we'll be going a group of us to Springfield.
Oh, cool.
So Masters refers to, is it 23 and older? I know there's a 20 to 23, 21 to 23 year old group as well, but over 23, you now move into another echelon in the rowing community, and it's called Masters Rowing.
Right. It doesn't mean you're good at it. It just means you're over 23.
Yeah. Good for me. The when they get there on Saturday,
Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm sorry.
Don't come Saturday. There's a
Oh,
fishing
Sunday. Yeah, yeah.
derby on Enoda. It's going to be very busy.
My error. That's why I don't give dates. Go to is it Burbank Park that they go to? Right. So if you don't know how to get Burbank Park, Google it. It's real simple. Just it really is real simple. But go there. There's ample parking, and I'm sure they'll have some kind of
Signage.
something set up so you know where to go.
Yeah, and also if you use a GPS, if you just put in Berkshire Community Rowing in your GPS, it will lead you to the to Burbank Park. And then once you get in, you'll find some signage that says go this way for rowing, go now go this way for rowing, and so on. So it's not hard to find us, especially on Sunday.
That's cool.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the park, we are not at the Conroy Pavilion. So when you
Right,
enter,
the
you
other
can
end,
either
though.
go straight or you can veer to the right. Just keep going straight to the public, but you'll see the public boat launch down there.
Yeah, and as you come in off of Valentine Road and just follow, you'll see a sign that says boat launch or boat ramp or some boat. It says boat in it. That's all you need to know. Head down that road.
We'll have some Berkshire Community Rowing signs. And when you park, you'll see that we will be having a registration table. So there'll be a pop-up and it'll be pretty clear that this is your first stop. You'll
Yeah.
sign a couple of waivers for before we start putting you through the stations.
Oh, and again, as this is the beginning of summer, and I'll make a pitch for them. If you've never thought about it, or you have thought about it but said, oh, I could never do that, you know what? Go there. These people are obviously very skilled, very knowledgeable. They can help you. And I mean that sincerely. My exercise days are over, but yours aren't. So prolong it. What a way, great way to do it. You're not pounding your knees. I live on William Street. I see these people out running on hard, you know, surfaces. And I just say, boy, oh boy, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We have beautiful tracks in the city of Pittsfield, beautiful, you know, absorbing. But this is a much better way. But it's a whole body workout.
Yeah, rowing is often compared to swimming. They really are the two sports that offer you a full body workout in a low impact environment. Mm-hmm. And again, just like swimming, you can be an aggressive, competitive swimmer, and you can really go into a heavy cardio. You can do that with rowing as well. It is your choice what you want to do in terms of your rowing experience.
We want you to. We're doing this show because, one, the Berkshire Rowing Group, they're very community minded. Working schools. You're never too, in their opinion, I will say this, not them. Before you jump in the boat on next Sunday, you just run by your doctor's office and make sure I'm just saying, you know, because right now you just want to be careful. But that should not discourage you. That should just encourage you.
Yeah.
Get a bill of health and go.
Just a little bit. People want to know, what do I wear? So this is, and by it's a Berkshire Community Rowing shirt. If you have anything that's sort of a quick dry shirt, that kind of a fabric, we always wear high vis because obviously if you're on the lake and you're going backwards, you want somebody coming forward at you to see you. But, you know, come in something that is that you can move in, that you're mobile with. And if you can wear sneakers, not heavy shoes, that's very helpful. It's going to be warm. Bring a water bottle. We will have some water beverages there, water there. We want you to have an experience where don't wear heavy sweatshirts, don't wear heavy bulky clothing. Because we want you to be able to feel, again, the motions that you're going to be taught both on land and in the boat. And it's much easier if you're comfortable in what you're wearing.
So you can wear a sweatshirt. Just make sure that you can take it off because you're going to want to do that. Also, wear close-fitting clothing rather than baggy clothing because you're on a sliding seat. And if you're wearing like a long baggy shirt, the shirt could get caught under the seat as you're going backwards.
Okay,
cool. So, close-fitting clothing. High vis, this time, not that important. We do encourage our members to do that, but there's going to be all kinds of coaches out in safety launches. And there's going to be people watching you and making sure that you're safe, making sure that somebody else isn't about to collide into you in some other boat.
I'm not going to be there, so you don't have to worry.
Oh, I thought you were coming. Didn't you say you were coming?
Yeah. You don't have to worry about all my clothes are tight fitting.
I'm with you, Bill.
We're going to take about a 1 minute break. Please stay tuned. We want you to really take part in this. And I will ask you and for them, please spread this word. Mm. But also, please spread, they have to pre-register. Unless the only caveat, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, the only caveat is if you're just there for your personal knowledge to make a decision, go up. A lot of people like to, I'm one, I like to observe before I jump in.
Okay.
You know, it's up to you. We're going to take a break. It is the day after Memorial Day. I am a veteran. I will be doing this thank you. I'm going to be doing this more often, folks, and I'll tell you why. I'm a little hurt and displeased with the way some people talk and act about our country. I've had the good fortune of living all over the world, whenever I came back into the United States, I knew I was home. So God bless America. We're going to take a break. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We're on the internet. We're everywhere. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
El condado de los Berkshires se dirige hacia un mañana más brillante y ese futuro comienza contigo. Los Berkshires están al borde de caer en una gran crisis de salud mental debido a la falta de acceso, dejando algunos pacientes, especialmente niños, esperando meses para recibir la atención adecuada. Tú puedes ayudar abogando por ti mismo y por otros para encontrar carreras en la salud mental. Sé un héroe de la salud mental para los Berkshires. Para obtener más información, visita brilliantcenter.org o namibc.org.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. This group of people, these two wonderful people, we're talking about a big event that could change your life. Huh. It really could. It could make you healthier. It could also give, you know, I just read that kids today are under such stress and anxiety. I guess when I was 14, my biggest anxiety was, what was I going to have for supper? But my mother took care of that. But the this could be a wonderful outlet for children, for teenagers, to get rid of some of that stress.
And well, I'll give you another reason.
Yeah.
You're not going to be looking at this, okay?
I was just going to say that.
Parents would like your children to untether and be joyous about untethering, by the way, okay?
Yeah.
Huh. You can't use that when you row. Okay. And you're going to be involved in so much, both in the camaraderie, if you're going to row with others, and the beauty of the lake, you're not even going to think about, I'm missing something on this.
I think, you know what, Linda, I think you're exactly right. The just heard a eminent child psychologists say, these phones have become their anchors. That wherever they are, that phone is. Wherever that phone is, they are.
Well, if young people want to come and become part of our, if they don't have a plan for the summer, we have rowing for them over the summer with our coach. And the best thing about it is you're not parents. You will not see them using this. They'll be in the boat and they'll be with others building new relationships. And that's another one. There's so many stories about this isolation and the difficulty that young people are in having conversations and camaraderie. That is something we incubate as well. It's not just the skill of rowing. We really do want that to become part of our juniors community. And it's a very inclusive community because with their juniors, they come from all different schools.
Yeah.
Chances are they're not going to be there with somebody they know from their school, which is great. They're going to meet new people. They're going to form relationships with and without oars. And they're going to learn a phenomenal lifelong skill.
We have an opportunity, folks. We're going to do a little video clip here in a minute. Connor, he's got it. I will tell you, you just flash me back to my youth. Believe me, that's a flash. More like a long-term light blast. We would sit on the blue anchor. You know where that is? Up next to the boathouse at the YMCA. On Pontoosic Lake.
Oh, I live on that lake. I know where that is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. When we were kids, and that was like the progression from the public beach. When you got to be high school, junior high, and you get over to the blue anchor. And I can remember my colleagues and I, we knew a family, a girl who had a cottage across. We would swim from the blue anchor to the other side. And I think back today, I see kids can barely walk around the school. So I encourage parents and to get your teenagers, and if they're bigger kids, get them involved early on. And I have to say this, I can't thank this group enough for getting involved with our school system and our middle schools, because that's where change can take place. Believe me I tell you. A lot of years of working with troubled children, at-risk kids, kind of. And you guys are an answer to that. Thank you. More thing, and I'll let you show your film. Because if I don't, they yell at me. Views and opinions expressed on this program are mine, those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor's Office, Mayor Marchetti, and the Peter White and the City Council, and or the pedestrian illegally crossing North Street.
Right outside my window. It's happening as I speak.
Yeah, you see it every day. All right. Let's watch that video. That I think that's going to be fascinating. And the screen is still shared. So
okay. So I wanted to show this clip. A picture is worth 1,000 words. A video is worth 5,000 words. So you get to know exactly what we're talking about when we say rowing.
This is okay. Cool.
And it's a 10-second video. Takes hardly any time at all. And you just get to see what it looks like. I'm going to share it. And here it goes.
Wow. It looks to me relaxing.
Look at the view.
Oh, wow.
That is a beautiful. That is what I said about. We are so fortunate that we have an incredible venue for our rowing.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted, the beauty and the bounty of the Berkshires. You will take it in. And when the fall season kicks in, because we do row through the end of, well, usually November 1.
Oh, I bet.
Watch the colors change, and just that. That beautiful landscape is amazing. Again, you're working out and you're absorbing Mother Nature.
Yep. And as Linda said earlier, there is a pair of eagles, a couple that live on the lake, and we regularly see them.
Yes.
Regularly. Oh. They're coming, they're soaring over our boats, they're fishing, they're going back to their nest, and it is sublime. It is an amazing experience to, you know, to see those majestic creatures.
And I, again, the other piece is you're sucking in fresh air.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm not against gyms. I've gone to numerous gyms and stood on the treadmill and nothing happened. I just stood there. But there was always the gymnasium odor. When you're out in a boat with a, it's just fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me give these dates again. So
yes, please.
Our free Learn to Row Day is this Sunday, June 2nd, 8 a.m. Session and 10 a.m. session. So you choose one or the other. And usually takes about half an hour, 40 minutes to move through all the stations, get on the water, give it a try, and move on with your day. So even though it sounds like a 2-hour session, you're probably not going to be there for 2 hours. You can sign up, you can Google Berkshire Rowing, or you can go directly to berkshirecommunityrowing.org to sign up for one of those sessions. There are going to be a lot of coaches, a lot of volunteers helping you through learning how to do it. There's going to be coach boats on the water keeping you safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we encourage anyone who wants to give this a try. They've seen it in different venues. They've seen it at the Olympics. They'll see it this summer again at the Olympics. They've seen it in movies. They've seen it on Lake, the Charles River. And this is an opportunity to try it out. Yeah. No charge. Speaking of no charge, one more thing. So we do not want money to be a barrier to entry, not for kids, not for adults. We are a 501c3. We actively fundraise so that we can offer scholarships to anyone who can't afford the fees that we have in place. Money's not an object. Don't let that be a barrier. Don't think that, oh, I don't have enough money to do something like this.
Mm-hmm. So if you come to Learn to Row and you have a great experience, we want you to become part of the club. And again, to Connell's point, we will work out opportunities. And Connell said it was about 30 or 40 minutes. But if you're like Bill and you just want to come and observe, that's okay too.
Yeah.
And there are people that will come and they just want to watch. And maybe then you want to come and have a private lesson. We offer private lessons with our coach, or we offer group lessons with our coach. Again, this will happen after our June 2nd free Learn to Row. So the experience of rowing, if it doesn't happen for you that day because you're just not sure, and maybe you just want to have someone giving you undivided attention, we can make that happen with a private lesson.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop on you. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, if you can't make it this Sunday, we do smaller Learn to Row, free Learn to Row events over the course of the summer. They're not as well advertised, though. So, you know, the way to find out about it best is to Google Berkshire Rowing, get to our website, send us an email saying, you know, when's the next free session? And we'll let you know when the July session, when the August session is as well.
And what I was going to say, too, was that if it often get, it's like the theater. I can remember when the Colonial opened, there was the, you know, people. Well, now, I mean, I go there. So it just shows you it kind of the same with rowing. It there's a lot of people who think it's elite for rich people. Or college, Ivy League. It's for you. You see these two people here. I don't know what they do, but they're like all of us. They're you know, the bottom line is they're offering an opportunity for anyone, probably from middle school up and up, because they got people 70s and 80s in their group. Mm-hmm. It's worth, if you're interested and you want to get in shape, you know, I hear that all the time. You got to get the summer belly. I got the summer belly, the winter belly, and the fall and spring belly. I don't need any more bellies. But if you want to get in shape and be healthy, not just in shape, but be healthy, I would recommend this. I really would. I just think, and what you guys are doing for the community, especially with the kids, I say it again, because we have to start saving our kiddos.
Mm-hmm. We are a wonderful point of entry for newcomers to the community. We have a number of our newest members have come, they've moved to the area, and it's often, I'm not from the Berkshires, I moved to the Berkshires full-time in 2016, and meeting people, I don't have any legacy stories about high school or elementary school here, so the rowing community became a wonderful way for me to meet people.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah. And again, we're finding it harder because we are doing Zooms all the time to form new relationships. I think that is one of the special things about rowing, and particularly if you're new to an area, it is a wonderful way to meet other people.
Another point I want to drive home is you don't have to buy your own boat.
No.
Right.
I'm seeing some person out there saying, I can't afford that. They just told you if money's an issue with the dues, they'll handle it. But they also, and I really want to drive that home, they have the boats.
Correct, we do.
They have the boats.
Right.
And you get
to the lake, we do the rest.
Right. And you'll learn about, if you're in the least technical, I am married to an electrical engineer who loves to be working on technical things. If you are technical, this is a great sport for you because we can have you rigging boats and working with the equipment, and you will, more than the rowing experience, you'll be euphoric for the technical aspects of the boat maintenance and the boat preparation. So I offer that out as well.
Linda, if I show up there and you see me carrying any tools, call the police.
Hide rule, right?
Yeah, I just told you. It took me 3 years to realize there's a camera in here. So I'm...
When your finger's over it, it doesn't work so well, too.
Yeah, that's true. We want to give the date again. And if I was listen closely to pre-register and get there a little bit early so that you can acclimate yourself. If you've not been to Burbank Park, especially the boat ramp area, mm-hmm. just get used to it and meet these wonderful people and others. Mm-hmm. Because it appears from my going back a long time ago with Lou, it's not only a club, it's a community. Is that mm-hmm. fair to say?
It is.
Very much so. Yes.
Yep.
We get together year round. We like to have social events. We have members, and we attract, by the way, in our membership from beyond Berkshire County. We have people coming in from Columbia County. So we do have a reach that is broader than just Pittsfield. And again, that's the diversity of our membership, whether it's chronological age, whether it's what we do, whether it's where we live. It's a multi-generational. We have six generations in our community.
Mm, yeah. So it is this Sunday, June 2nd. There's an 8 a.m. session and a 10 a.m. session. You can sign up by going to berkshirecommunityrowing.org. and find that link that says free learn to row day. When I did it, I did the 8 a.m. session, and I remember thinking, geez, that's quite early. I'm not sure if on a Saturday or a Sunday I want to get to Lake Onoda at 8 a.m. But rowing has made me an early bird because it is beautiful out there in the morning, and that's when I want to be there. So BerkshireCommunityRowing.org, or just Google Berkshire Rowing and you'll find us, and then sign up for 8 a.m. or 10 a.m.
And let's go, only because, as I said, in radio, you tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what. Let's go back over the clothing and shoe foot issues.
Okay.
Don't come. So if you have quick dry clothing, that's great. It's going to be sunny out. You might want to bring some sunscreen.
Prepare for
the day. And you may want to have a hat as well, because we will be out in the sunshine. Do you not wear loose fitting, baggy clothing? The closer the fit of your clothing, the better it is and the more comfortable you will be when you get in the boat. As Connell mentioned earlier, it's with the baggy clothing, you risk getting it caught in the slide. So when you're in the boat, you'll actually be sitting on a seat and sliding. And it could get caught very easily, your baggy shirt underneath the wheels in that sliding seat. Bring a water bottle, although water will be available, but you may want to hydrate a lot more.
Right.
Because it is going to be beautifully warm and sunny and almost 80. And your feet, I mean, comfortable, sneakers are great. If you wear flip flops down, bring a pair of socks because we're going to want you to put those socks on to go into the boat. So it's fine if you bring flip-flops, but you're not going to be wearing the flip-flops in the boat, but you will wear a pair of socks that you do bring. So again, dress for comfort, dress for fashion. No one's going to judge you if you've got the latest. Again, you won't be wearing sneakers in the boat, so it doesn't really matter if you've got the latest sneakers on. But most important, we're not judging you on those, but I think most important though is, you know, if you're going to come Colin mentioned earlier too, if you're going to come at 8, probably temps will be different than if you're coming at 10 o'clock. So check your phone. That's the only time you really need your phone. Check what the temperature is going to be and think about your own comfort. Will I need a long sleeve shirt? Or maybe you want one of those, sun protection long sleeve shirts. Again, if you have a sensitivity to the sun.
Yeah. I would add also, once you register, I will be sending you an email with all of this information, how to find us, what to wear, what to expect, all of that. So you're going to get a bunch of information in an email when you register for one of the slots.
By looking at me now, you know where this question's coming from. Should they eat before they come?
Well, that
doesn't matter.
Question, Bill.
They can eat. They cannot eat.
Okay.
It's not like they're going to be doing high intensity workout, right? They're going to be learning something. It's going to, you know, it's not going to be a whole lot of cardio. They're not going to get a cramp or something like that.
Trying to cover. I also am a diabetic, so don't fast, I guess. Or if you go there, make sure you have your your pills in case you do get low. Because for brittle diabetics, it doesn't take much for them to crash.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good advice.
I can't. Have we missed anything?
Well, I'm thinking that if you haven't. Again, if you want to get curious, you've got a little time. This is going to air on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So just do some Googling and look at rowing videos.
There are
so many things, if you haven't read Boys in the Boat, which is a wonderful book. It's a historical book. It's not just a rowing boat, and it's an inspirational book. But we're always looking at, you know, people are looking at screens and getting on and looking at Google at videos. Just Google a couple of learn to row videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a great little primer for you before you come on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory, but it will just help, I think, get away any jitters. There's no reason to have jitters. We'll work you through those jitters.
Yeah.
Guarantee you.
So one other thing I wanted to mention that we haven't said yet is that Saturday, June 1st is National Learn to Row Day. It's the day when rowing clubs all over the country host a free row day. The reason that we're not doing it on Saturday is because there's the biggest fishing derby of the year on Oneida, and we don't want to conflict with them. We want them to have the lake, and we'll just go the next day.
They're great people, too.
We share the lake.
As far as the rowing videos, I would highly suggest you do that. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to chalk it up as my workout.
Yes, okay.
You know?
Yeah, and if you watch the one I just showed you, it's only 10 seconds long, so you'll be in and out in no time.
That was the one I was going to watch. I can't thank you enough. Please keep me in your loop. You've got my email.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you have announcements, get them to me, because like I have a few here that I have to, not only have to, I love to read. There's so many people, and a couple of quick, if you don't mind, before.
Oh, no.
West Side Legends, I have to tell you, Saturday was spectacular. What you're doing for this community, I considered it an honor and a privilege to be there to just have a good time. Kids were, it was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And thank you for doing that. And now, for the people that really were part of, whether you were standing on North Street or the parade with your kids, your grandkids, mm-hmm. I applaud you. Patriotism is a learned trait. Mm-hmm. I was a young kid with my brother and sister, and my mother would take us down because my father was a fireman. And in the old days, for people a little bit older, remember the fireman's muster was the 4th of July, and the fire department ran the parade. We never missed a parade. We never missed a Veterans Day. We never missed a Memorial Day. We never missed the 4th of July. I say that not to be Debbie Downer, but I am, as a veteran, I am a little discouraged with what's going on in the country, the demonstrations. And I would only say, before you demonstrate, read up on who you say you want to be. That I've been all over the world. I know what some of these groups are. With that, to my friends, to the listeners, God bless. And let's remember today, this flag flies for all of us. And if you don't believe me, drive it to any one of the cemeteries and stand there. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, under each flag, somebody signed, they put their life on the line. Mm. Do something today like these folks are doing. Do something for somebody else. It's really important. Mm. It really is. It doesn't have to be big, but it can be something. Guys, I'm always here for you.
Thank you, Bill.
Berkshire County Historical Society. Here's another one. June 2nd, Bird Walk. Now, again, it's just you're out and it's a bird walk. It's a wonderful thing. Then Leslie Hirschberg, she's the executive director of Berkshire County Historical Association. If you want more information, call 413-442-1793, extension 10. Also, St. Mary's School in Lee, they got a bingo coming up. Bingo, and that's how they help support their operation. There is June 8th. Doors open at 1 p.m. Games start at 2:30. They got all the stuff. They got snacks and drawings, and you must be 18. But please help support St. Mary's School and their bingo efforts. They are wonderful people, and I am a big supporter of theirs and have been for many years. Folks, be well. Thank you for coming on. And
thank you, Bill.
If you see an old, fat, bald guy walking around with a chair, it could be me.
Come down, Bill. Come down June 2nd.
You don't have enough people there to get me in the boat. Never mind get me back out of it. God bless everybody. And God
thank you, Bill.
Bless
thank you.
America. God bless
thank you.
America. Thank
see
you, guys.
See you on June 2nd. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you June 2nd, guys.
Yep.
Ha 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 ha!